Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 40. And this is part of your physical earth suit general need, right? And it is areas to still grow in. Now this is probably one of the strangest messages relating to your physical earth suit. And we see things in movies of superheroes doing certain things and stuff like that. And we somehow have been taught that there's a whole bunch of things that you just can't do. Right? Now, in truth, if you are operating just on your own, in your own strength, yes, there are a lot of things that you can't do. But there are also, once you're working and you're doing what the Lord is telling you to do, He will do things that can seem for your earth suit to be absolutely crazy. And I mean, there's a number of them through the Bible. So one of the things that you can read the Bible for is all these amazing things that take place that show you that actually there are limitations that are not really limitations. Now, in this particular case, we have Philip, who is one of the apostles, but Philip is one of those that just seems to allow the Lord to take him into places and in ways that are so supernatural and so crazy in so many ways. Whereas when we read about the other apostles and even Paul, it's pretty normal stuff, but not so with Philip. And so, Lord, how do you want to do this? Verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. Now, I know there's context that's missing here, but notice the Spirit says to Philip, You can't have a message from the Holy Spirit unless you first got the Holy Spirit that's operating through the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is within you. The Holy Ghost, remember, is that interface between you and the spiritual realm, where the Holy Spirit connects on that side and you are in the physical realm this side. But the Holy Spirit is connecting spiritually from that side through the Holy Ghost to your spirit, right? And in that way, He's living within you, right? He's coming from within you. He's not coming upon you, He's coming from within you, because the Holy Ghost is within you, right? But you can't get the Holy Ghost within you until you are pure and perfect. And you can't be pure and perfect unless you've accepted Jesus and you have given Him yourself. And because you've given Him yourself, you find that He is able to remove your old spirit, which is four-dimensional, give you a new nine-dimensional spirit. And that is the spirit which is now perfect. And within that spirit, your soul is. And within that spirit, that's where Holy Spirit operates. And that's where Jesus operates, right? Now, notice Philip doesn't do anything unless God tells him. He doesn't try to operate in the supernatural. He allows God to just do it for him. Now, if you've ever been surfing, or if you've ever done some kind of a thing that requires a lot of balance or something to that effect, you have to get used to that. You have to get used to this strangeness around your body having to balance, or you know, maybe it's swimming underwater and you've never done swimming before, And now you've got to hold your breath and you know, it's a new experience. It is something different. And initially your body is like rejecting it because, you know, what's going on here? I don't understand this. But your spirit has to override that. Your spirit has to explain to your body in a way that, don't worry, this is okay. Right? And that's how you then get through those particular situations. But don't try and do something on your own. You're just going to hurt yourself, right? Don't try and do supernatural things because you're doing them. You allow the Holy Spirit to use you in such ways, and He will, but He'll do it in such a way that you are safe, right? Satan, on the other hand, will, through all of the occultic stuff and through so many other things, satanic, magic, you name it, he will get you to go down roots and experience things. Again, your body will, gee, this is strange or whatever the case is, but it is through fear and it's through hate and it's through so many other things. And you know what they say, white witches love, etc. That's not true, right? They say, yes, they love. No, they don't. It is all about saving the physical. It's not about saving the spirit, right? So they don't love you as for who you really are, right? It's about maintaining this physical body so that other spirits can operate through it. So all of that kind of magic stuff, well, when you listen to this, you go, oh, that must be magic. It's not magic. It's how the spiritual realm actually works. And when you get your supernatural body later on, you are going to be doing these kind of things as a normal experience. And what you have to understand is this is not something to desire. You're not desiring to own this kind of capability. You just want to be used by the Lord in the way that He wants you to be used. And as a consequence, if He chooses to do something one way or another, you've got to allow Him to do things with your body that you thought, no, you know, that's crazy. That's not going to work. Now, one of the nice things about it is that just about all the time, He doesn't let you know what He's going to do or how He's going to do it. He just does it. And that means that your body kind of plays catch up and your mind kind of plays catch up in terms of, oh, okay, this is what happened. And then the more times that it happens, the more you begin to just, well, it's quite normal, right? But again, it's not something you control, right? So, let's see what happens here. Starting from verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. Okay, so no question. He's just told, get up, go down to the desert. Right? Philip doesn't question God. He doesn't ask, what are you doing? You know, am I going to be back for lunch? Well, Philip is not tied to anyone in particular, so he doesn't have to say, well, I'm going to be back at a certain time or anything like that. And so he's quite free in terms of this kind of being used in that way, right? Anyway, verse 27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Now, Philip doesn't know what's going on inside, doesn't know who's inside. He's just told, you see that chariot over there? Go and join yourself to it. And Philip ran thither too, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said. Now, what's interesting here? God makes sure that Philip can hear what is being said. Right? And heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, now he's speaking, but as those of you who are Christians, you know, God will speak through you at times, and you just need to learn to let him speak. Right? And so we see Philip speaking through his earth suit, but we know that the Lord is involved, right? Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. I so love the way the Lord works. You see, even the place that they are having this conversation at, every bit around this entire thing is orchestrated. He's reading the scroll, he's reading Isaiah, but he's reading this particular portion. Right? And the portion is as follows. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So that's the portion of Isaiah that they're reading, right? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth. You see, Philip opened his mouth and began. Who's beginning? God is speaking through Philip. Philip opened his mouth and God speaks through it. Right? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. So here's Philip and the eunuch. They go, they do baptize, baptize them and Jesus. And he goes down, he comes back up, and then Philip is boom, gone. Out the water. It's just the eunuch standing in the water, right? And he's standing there, him alone, in terms of his chariot. He's over there. Philip's gone. Where did Philip go? Now, this is an important point that you need to understand. And in a sense, the internet helps us a little bit with this. You see, a website is a physical presence, but then if you lived on the inside, as AI does, for example, the website is just a point of presence into our physical world. But in the back end, you'd step into that back end and taking the internet as an analogy away now, and looking at reality, the physical presence, which your physical earth suit is in a time and a dimension. It's in a number of dimensions, right? All at the same time. There's nothing stopping the Lord from taking you back into the spiritual realm and popping you out somewhere else in the physical. God can do that. He can do anything. There's nothing that he cannot do. And that's exactly what happens to Philip here. But you can imagine the first time this must have taken place for Philip must have been a very strange experience. Because this time it didn't seem strange, because what happened is he was in the water, the eunuch comes up out of the water, and Philip is boom gone. But let's read the next verse. But Philip was found at Azotus. In passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Philip doesn't skip a beat. He's not even surprised. Disappears from there. He reappears in Azotus in some place, maybe some alleyway or wherever, we don't know. And from there he recognizes, okay, so Lord, where do you want me? And the Lord would have said, I want you to go to that place. And then he would have gone down there and he would have done that. And so Philip operated in the supernatural in this way, just allowing God to use his earth suit in whatever way, shape, or form God wanted to do it. And he wasn't going to limit God and say to him, no, you can only do it this way, you can only do it that way, and by the way, I need to understand what you're doing. Philip said, I don't need to understand what you're doing. I just really need to be your witness here. Now, of course, you can imagine for the eunuch who went back to Ethiopia with Christianity, and we know that the oldest Christians are in Ethiopia. So this was the start of that oldest church. Right? And so he takes this down with a real message of the guy just disappeared. He baptized me and then he was gone. And it's when you have supernatural experiences like that with somebody that you really don't have any way to back out of it and think to yourself, okay, well, maybe this or maybe that or whatever. There are times where God is going to do something supernaturally with one person to really make a statement with another. But it was never something that Philip thought he was great because of this was taking place. He never thought of himself as somebody important. He never said, oh, I must be a super apostle because this is what happens with me. He never did that. He simply said, Lord, I want to spread your message however you want to do it. And if that's where your heart is, God will certainly use you in strange ways. But you can imagine that your physical earth suit is going, especially Philip the first time, must have gone, well, where am I and how did I get here and what's going on and who do I know in this area? And he must have been very disoriented the first time. But you can see here it was quite natural now. The question is, how much of yourself are you really giving to the Lord? Are you saying, Lord, you know what? If you ask me to go and stand there on the street corner and to do something crazy, that's fine. I'll go do it. I don't have to understand why. I'll just go do exactly what you tell me to do. And there were a lot of times that apostles and people like that were locked up in jail for all sorts of reasons that the world would have given. Disturbing the peace. Being socially incorrect. All sorts of things like that is how they would have called. But the reality is they were just doing what God told them to do. And because God is supernatural, the world will never understand it. and neither will they accept it. And Satan knows what's going on. And so you're going to find that you're going to run into people who are going to say, oh yes, I wish that I could do that. I mean, Balaam's donkey is another example. You know, in Kings, talks about Balaam was talking to the donkey, and the donkey was talking back. And Balaam didn't seem to be confused about the fact that his donkey was talking to him. This was clearly not the first conversation these two had had. Right? So, understand that there's just so much more around you going on. But God is not going to put you into those situations unless you give him permission. And one of the areas that you can still grow in is you can say, Lord, I'm okay with however you want to use my earth suit. Tell me what you want me to do. And it's not about me wanting to have these experiences or whatever. I just want to do what you want me to do in the way that you want me to do it. And I'm happy if you're going to use my earth suit in one way, shape, or form. And Lord, I know sooner or later, sometime or another, I'm going to be leaving this earth suit. And so I'm giving you my earth suit and the death of my earth suit. However you want to use my earth suit and however you want my earth suit to be finally done away with, I'm giving it all to you. And I'm happy to do this your way. If that's your heart, the Lord will use you. He will absolutely use you. Like I said, it's not something to boast about. It's not something to tell your friends about. It's got nothing to do with anybody because it's actually just your relationship with the Lord and letting Him use you in strange and supernatural ways. I mean, the number of times that you may have prayed and a person has been healed, whether instantly or a bit later, that is just as much a miracle as this. And yes, it is also using your earth suit. You're using your earth suit to pray. Your spirit is praying, yes. But your spirit is using your mind and you're engaging yourself in terms of prayer. Right? It's an attitude. And your earth suit works together in that attitude. And then this miracle happens. There's no difference. It's not like one miracle is bigger than another. All miracles are the same. It's just in our own minds we tend to limit ourselves. Oh, wow, that's an amazing miracle. That's not such an amazing miracle. You know, eating bread and butter is not such an amazing thing because we do that all the time. Right? If you have some very fancy cake that you have once every 3 or 4 months, then you think, oh, wow, that's amazing. It's not. They're both food. Right? And so, we tend to put ourselves, by creating this scale of amazing and not so amazing, we put ourselves in this place whereby we discount the miracles that God does already in our lives and we start trying to get other miracles that God does because we feel, oh, you know what, this is just mundane now. I want something different. That's not where our heart needs to be. Our heart needs to be, Lord, I'm happy to be used however you want me to. If it's bread and butter for the rest of my life, I'm happy with that. If you want to do something special occasionally or whenever or that becomes the norm, I'm okay with that because I just want to take your message and reach and bless and encourage as many people as possible. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about, but if you're following along with us in the handbook, make your keywords in the second column and score yourself in life. God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.